It's good and bad to be both like a husband and wife, and also like, you know, a coding partner. But it has more ups than downs.
I'm Yenal Yıldırım. I am developing Windows Phone apps full time right now.
My name is Asli, and I'm a developer at Microsoft.
I work with my wife. It's really useful. You can divide the work.
So we complement each other in that way, that I have more of a creative perspective on some things, and he has a more technical perspective. So we have around 12 applications in the Windows Phone Store. We have Flashlight X, Battery Meter, Tether X, and other apps as well.
The top three has around 8 million downloads and around 200,000 daily unique users. So initially, we were looking at the other app stores, like the iPhone App Store and Google Play, and seeing what's popular in there.
And looked at what Windows Phone was missing. So we tried to fill those gaps.
We said, okay, let's give it a try and see how it goes. Let's learn the platform and put an app to the store. And it was a summer project.
I'm proud of the TetherX. It's because it's the one-of-a-kind app in the store that enables users to share internet from their phone to their PC, wherever they are, even if they're on top of Mount Rainier.
And the thing that I like is it can run in the background without interrupting the user. Like, you open the app, you set it up, and you just go to the start menu, and it can still run on the background.
We monetize it mostly with ads. Each of our apps has a free version and a paid version. The paid version is for the users who don't want to see ads, and they can just pay a 99 cents and opt out of the ads.
First mistake that I made is I made the app paid, and only paid. There wasn't free version. Users love the free apps. They don't want to pay unless they really enjoy the app. And then if the users really like it, they can go with in-app purchases.
So we tested them mostly manually. I could say that I was a dedicated tester on the apps. And we also released beta versions of the apps before we published them. And we gave those beta versions to our friends to try out, and then they would give us feedback. Before you publish your app in the developer portal, you can opt for a beta version. So it's like as if you're publishing your app, but instead of publishing it to the store, you have an internal link that has the pointer to download the app privately.
We use Bugsense for error reporting. It does real-time reporting. When there's a crash happens, it automatically uploads to their server, and I have the web UI to go over it. And when I look at the crash report, it gives me stack trace, what operating systems are happening and what app versions. And when I write a fix and submit to the update to the store, I go and resolve the bug in this version. And if that error happens again, it notifies the user, oh, there is an update, go to the store and download it. I mainly use the MSDN. There is lots of samples and documentation about the SDK and the explanations. I really like MSDN, and it has all the resources. And Stack Overflow as well. Sometimes, like, I cannot solve the problem, I ask the question.
There are a lot of tutorials out there in Channel 9, MSDN, and WindowsPhone.com, as well as Windows.com. Don't be afraid, just start. All it takes is to just have an idea and just start writing the code.